Iqembu lelizwe eliqoqela imidlalo elekhatha yilo elibe ngabaqali besiziba ndawonye leqembu le-Ecuador ngemva komkhosi wokuvula imidlalo yokusemthethweni omabili la maqembu okusibaya sikagroup A ndawonye leSenegal kanye leNetherlands. Intatheli izindaba ezemidlalo uNgqwele Dube uthi elekhatha lizalingisa eleSouth Africa ekubeni lilizwe liqoqe umncintiswano wezwe zomhlaba elehluleke ukuphuma kumidlalo yezibaya.
Naya ikhatha angiboni nje ukuthi singayibona isiyaphambili ngoba vele enguqwini lapha hayi asibazi. At least iSouth Africa kwangani kule themba nje iziqalise nje ukuthi it was the first team to score yawina, kodwa ikhatha yona vele entweni hayi zebhora hayi ayikho. And as a host I think iba ifakele khona ukuyana nje ukuthi rotate yefike Asia, not as a footballing nation. Anti yabona previously tele yayifakwa ngama footballing nations ukuthi hayi labantu bhora balazi laba kathesi small saying no, let's take it to other places, even in South Africa. Lapanese was state was saying it's Africa's turn. So I cut I gonna first round the cover pelela
kona wayenozintinjalo wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele Eagles wanke kanye le Highlanders uJohannes Chuma uthi isimo somkhathi singaphathisa iqembu leQatar ngoba kuchisa kakhulu kulelo lizwe.
Well, as for Qatar, I don't know much about it actually. In the history yayo when it comes to football, but as a host, they might pull a surprise. You may never know. I'll give you a very good example which happened to me in the Zimbabwean football. When I was in Wanki, we used to have the advantage here. People will strike playing under that condition. So now the upper hand, yeah, when I be quite in terms of the weather, yeah. They're used to it and they've got no problem with the weather. Yeah. So I mean, my team will strike. Amanye ama-countries will struggle, really struggle. And they are abaklimatizanga isikhathi esi-right.
Imibiko ephuma khona le kwele Qatar ithi kwenziwe imizamo yokuba ezinkundleni kungatshisi kakhulu. Omunye umdlalo wesibaya sikagroup A uzadlalwa ngomvulo njalo uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leSenegal leNetherlands. Usindiswa Nxumalo uthi ulinde ngamehlo abomvu umdlalo lowo.
Engiwukhangeleleyo ngophakathi kweSenegal leNetherlands kusasa ngoba omabili la maqembu bona ngani yiwo angadlulela phambili from ugroup A. Ikhathali le Ecuador angiboni ukuthi zingadlulela phambili ngoba lapha sengikhangele ngiqathanisa abadlali abalawa, ngiqathanisa le Netherlands le Senegal. Singazi ukumbe iSenegal singaphazaniswa yikungabi khona kukamali kodwa amathuba okudlulela kusigaba esiphambili akhona noma bengadliwa emdlalweni wabo wokuqala kodwa elandelayo balakho ukuthi sebengaqhubekela phambili.
Amaqembu akusibaya sikagroup B abalisayele England, Iran, United States of America kanye leWales lawo azadlala ngomvulo. UThembelani Sibanda uthi kusekungaba le mpumela engethusa abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu kumidlalo ezadlalwa ngomvulo.
Ubona kwambonani Iran inganqoba amathimu amancane nala angajayelekanga angasurprise abantu ezingaphumelela lapha i-Iran USA. Sizathu ngoba USA igcwele labafana abancane isikhathi ide ijayelekanga vele itimu yakhona but iba labafana abancane bajayele bakugijima these days vele amathambo azavuka.
Kula maqembu angamachumi amathathu lambili 32 aphatheka kumncintiswano wezwe zomhlaba njalo afakwe kuzibaya eziyithoba minembili ngemva kwemidlalo yezibaya. Amaqembu amabili abehlezi phezu kwengalane imiklomelo yiyo azadlulela kusigaba esilandelayo esomncintiswano. Izwekazi le-Afrika limelwe ngamazwe abalisa eleSenegal, eleGhana, eleCameroon, eleMorocco kanye leTunisia. Kusenjalo iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup ngemva kokunqoba elikwenze ele-Herentals nye-1 kanya kufinal edlalelwe enkundleni Papa Fields namhla emini. U-Arthur Diego Musiwa nguye ohlohlele iqembu le-Chiefs ngehlandla lakuqala elomdlalo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.